Chapter 21.
Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls filled with the seven last plagues came to me and talked with me, saying, Come, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Also, she had a great and high wall with 12 gates, and 12 angels at the gates, and names written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. 3 gates on the east, 3 gates on the north, 3 gates on the south, and 3 gates on the west. Now the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he who talked with me had a gold reed to measure the city, its gates, and its wall. The city is laid out as a square. Its length is as great as its breadth. And he measured the city with a reed, 12,000 furlongs. Its length, breadth, and height are equal. Then he measured its wall, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of an angel. The construction of its wall was of jasper, and the city was pure gold like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire.
Glory to God forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Jesus is alive. Amen. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time. We invite you here. We say it again and again. We are so grateful to be yours, to know you, and thank you for the privilege of all that's contained within that. Precious Jesus, reveal yourself to us. Holy Spirit, we welcome you here. This portion of Revelation 21 is the glory of God, the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, the Father, and this the New Jerusalem and the city of God and a description of it. It's really, the writer could not really put it into words. That's the Holy Spirit, Jesus, the Father God Almighty. He's so wonderful and beautiful. We cannot put him into human words. And so, man was born to fellowship with him. The chief end of man, to know him. Just to know him. This is the glory of the Lord. That it's so wonderful. So, recommended reading, Revelation, the last two chapters. And just let the Holy Spirit reveal it himself to you, and it's so wonderful. Something that's fascinating about this, the description there, and about heaven and about so much more, God has made these things and they're made of His glory. What I'm about to share, it's the same thing that I just said a few minutes ago. We really cannot put this into words, but we can try, and we can build hunger in ourselves and in anyone who will listen. Okay? That God made these things from Him. They come from Him. He made them, and they are made from His glory. The angels, same thing. They are spirit beings, and they're made from God's glory. They carry the glory of God with them. And something fascinating, there's five divisions of angels. The angels that we might encounter, you know, and the ones that watch over children, Jesus said their angels always see the face of My Father in heaven. These are ministering angels, and they are generally about anywhere 8 to 10 feet tall, and they carry the glory of God, and they have a body, a head and arms, and a body and legs, just like humans. And they're just so, it's just so glorious. But let's remember, okay, the Holy Spirit, Jesus and the Father made all these angels from their glory. So when someone receives Jesus Christ, because God is so merciful, loving, gracious, giving, bountiful, and because His command is everlasting life, when they receive Him, they're instantly, their spirit person is alive. And is because of God's glory and power. They actually have the glory of God now in their spirit person. And if they just continue on with Jesus Christ, they'll live forever in glory in heaven. Someone who rejects Jesus Christ, who basically chooses self instead of God, their soul is still, they are made in God's image. God made them in His image, and their soul is eternal, priceless, worth more than all the wealth, all the world and everything in it. One person's soul. Why? Because God made them in His image and likeness. He created them. He formed them in their mother's womb. He sustains them and gives them life, their entire life that they're on the earth. Their life is in His hand. If He withdrew His... So that's a mystery. I don't want to get into that debate. Everyone questions, oh, well, then why is there so much suffering and all this? This is a mystery. The mystery of the human race. The mystery of the fact that it's God Almighty and His armies, His glorious angels, billions of awesome angels. Glory to God. But remember, the Holy Spirit made all the angels, and Jesus Christ made, God Almighty made the universe and the heavens and the earth and everything in the earth. And all the angels, I mean, you understand how powerful the power and the glory that one person has when they know Jesus Christ. We don't realize what we have. The Holy Spirit can reveal that to us. Amen. And how important this is, and then also how we can serve Him in ministry today. We can intercede for nations. We can be in ministry. We can store up treasures in heaven today. Just as our soul is eternal, we can do things that are eternal. As a person who chooses self instead of God, again, their soul is worth more than the world and everything in it. When someone receives Jesus, now they have, they've gone from that, they're to being born again, their spirit person alive, and now they have the glory of God within them. Now the glory of God is definitely worth more than the world and everything in it. In fact, infinitely, you know, you could say the glory of God is worth, I mean, that we can't ever put him into human words. Someone now can live forever in glory, and again, can store up, do things that are eternal, store up treasures in heaven, do things even greater. Jesus said, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he shall do also. And he shall do even greater things than these, because I go to the Father. The greater thing is presenting salvation to someone and someone gets saved. Because Jesus, the simple answer to that is, what are the greater things? What I just said, because Jesus could not, had not died yet, risen from the dead. And so when Jesus was a man on the earth, people could not yet get saved. Okay. But I'll finish up with this, going back to the glory of God. We miss it. The glory of God, so beautiful and wonderful and so powerful and so majestic and magnificent and just beyond our comprehension, where he makes all things new and exciting and glorious, no matter what age we are, no matter what our past is. This is what man was born to do, is fellowship with him. Okay, that glory, that man was made for that. That's what man was made for. You know. And how sad it is that most people, I mean, as I mentioned in a previous message, you just look at the stats, less than 2% of people on the earth are classified as Pentecostal charismatic Christians, which are more of the spirit-filled Christians who have are in the second phase of knowing God. That's the, it's very practical. They've been born of the Holy Spirit and they now have entered the kingdom according to what Jesus said, but they can, they, okay, less than 2% of people on the earth. You understand? 98% of people on the earth can do not understand the glory of God. And I mean, 70% of people on the earth are not even saved. But even most Christians and Catholics don't have no, they don't understand the glory of God. They can't, they cannot understand it. They do not understand it. They don't accept it. They doubt it. Why? Because they haven't been born of the Holy Spirit. Pure and simple. So, for us to realize what an opportunity, as a great man of God wrote in a book that I was just reading some in, millions of people are on the highway to hell, tragically. And he's right. I mean, if you look at those stats, I mean, even Christians need to be born of the Holy Spirit. Every, you know, we need, there's such a need. So practical matter, let's do, we can intercede for nations and places, cities. We can intercede for where we live, that revival will break forth. And if it's revivals going on, that it will continue. Amen, amen. So let's pray right now. We pray, Lord, send out laborers to the harvest in Israel and in the Middle East. We just, you know, it's just, we know great things are going on there, wonderful things. Continue, Lord, to send out laborers to the harvest. Give them the anointing. Give them finances and money so that they can proclaim the gospel. Lead us to intercede. Amen. Amen. In the awesome name of Jesus. So, I want to build hunger. I want to present, I want to keep presenting this. I want us to keep just honing in on the glory of the Lord. How awesome and powerful, and just when someone meets Him, everything else disappears. Our past disappears. Our old nature, He will now put our old nature to death. He will do that. So glorious and awesome. We're about to publish a book about the Holy Spirit, and part of the book there's about 12 or 14 foundations of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. These revelations, every one of them so rich and in such infinite depth. The very first one is the Spirit of creation, creating the heavens and the earth, and then restoring them. The next one, the giver and author of life, creating the human race. So wonderful. This is, and I want to keep presenting this. If anyone wonders, you know, when I mentioned the 98% cannot understand it and will not understand it, even Christians and Catholics, they don't realize, if they haven't been born of the Holy Spirit, that man was born to fellowship with God Almighty. That's what man was born to do. That's what we were made to do. Those who make it to heaven will fellowship with Him forever in glory. Has nothing to do with anything religious, with anything, you know, how frustrating it is that we humans miss it in so many ways. And one of the main ways with Christians and Catholics is we place all this emphasis on, well, let me say this before I say this. Being in fellowship with believers is absolutely important. Okay? It's a privilege, and every person has to do that and go to church and go to Mass or whatever Catholic church, wherever you go, and be in fellowship with believers and be in the Word of God. Amen. Absolutely. But Reinhard Bonnke said it. You must come out of dead religion. It is gross. It is the biggest hindrance to the gospel, to the glory of the Lord. Because man always messes it up, and man misses it completely. We've substituted churches with dry churches and teachings and all this focus on a pastor and all these. Forget all of that. It's the glory of God. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We should probably pray for them. I know I'm sounding negative, but I'm quoting Reinhard Bonnke, the great patriarch and general of the faith. And I know exactly what he means. Because dead religion is a hindrance to the gospel. The true, wonderful gospel, which is the glory of the Lord. Jesus, who loves, saves, heals, gives, forgives, blesses, intercedes, invites, knocks on the door of everyone's heart, and infinitely more. He's God Almighty. He's the image of the invisible God. He's the exact representation of God's nature. He's the revelation of God. Everything Jesus does is what the Father is doing. Isn't that incredible? Jesus is love. He saves. He heals. Many of those people who are in dead religion, and they're so adamant about all the things that, you know, they're so adamant, it's the Word of God, and we only go by the Word of God, and we only do this. Okay, And they don't believe that Jesus heals today, physically. They don't believe that he heals physically. Okay? And they question it and they criticize people in the charismatic movement who do believe that. Okay? So if we go by what they, let's hold them to their own standards. They say we go only by the word of God. Okay, let's do that. What did Jesus do in the Gospels? He healed all. In many places, he healed all of them. There's 28 specific healings that are listed. Incredible healings, impossible situations, people who are paralyzed, blind, deaf, even three dead people that he raised. Okay, but that's just the specific ones. He healed all. We don't know how many people he healed. And yet they say, oh, God, that was historical and Jesus that doesn't apply today. Okay, well, so you're, anyway, you understand where I'm going with this. It's also, they just haven't been born of the Holy Spirit. So really, I should look at our ministry and others. We should just get the glory of God. And then the Holy Spirit will take care of any results. We just focus. But I'm making this point because the same thing applies to the glory of God. You know, I even sometimes when I think of, oh, I've got to go to church or I've got to do this. And a loved one of mine one time said, oh, having quiet times or family, that's so hard to do. It's just that negative feeling that anyone has, it's simply they just haven't been born of the Holy Spirit. Seriously. I mean, when we're born of the Holy Spirit, all we want is to know Him, learn from Him, seek Him, be with Him, worship Him, serve Him, we get to experience the glory of God. It's the greatest privilege in the universe. It's the greatest thing ever. Here's another way to say it. This is before someone's born of the Holy Spirit, if you ask people, list your 100 most favorite things to do. They would list, you know, their hobbies and music and hanging out with friends and eating all their favorite foods and taking walks in the beautiful nature and experiencing nature, right? They would list all these things. Seeking God would not even if they're a Christian and Catholic, probably wouldn't be on the list. But when someone's born of the Holy Spirit, the top 1,000,000 things that they would list would be seeking, experiencing Him and His presence and His glory. So that, I'll finish with that. But that's the bottom line. I know that I've gone on a little longer, but this series is part of this series is to build hunger and to motivate us and to get this out to anyone who will listen. The glory of the Lord is available. Amen.